Hello.
Hi, this is Gary from the Haircut Hut.
Yeah.
We cut your hair recently, yesterday. There was a small problem.
Like what?
When you were leaving, after the cashier turned back toward the store, you stole all the dum-dums from the counter, and you're only supposed to take one. You took the whole bowl.
We didn't take any. I can't take lollipops. I'm a diabetic.
Well, maybe you gave them to someone else, but you took them all.
No, I think you have the wrong. You're the wrong person. What are you talking about?
Oh, it was definitely you. I mean, we watched it on the security camera, so you can't deny it.
Well, then you get the security camera because you're wrong. My grandson was in there. He got his hair cut. I got my hair cut, and it was a small girl who cut my hair, and we paid for both. I paid for both ours, and we left. And
did you steal the dum-dums for your grandson?
20, for Christ's sake.
Well, I don't know. Is he diabetic?
Where are you located?
You seem like you're a little too old to be going around shoplifting.
Okay, well, then I'll tell you what. You call the police, I'll come in,
no.
And they'll check and they'll see.
We're not going to involve the police. I'm trying to be nice and just call you and tell you.
Well, don't be nice because you don't know what you're talking about. You're a liar.
Can you just bring it back?
You're a liar.
How am I the liar? You're the thief.
Is something wrong with you? Do you think you have the right number?
I'm sure I have the right number. We know exactly who you are, and you need to bring those dum-dums back.
Oh, don't
be
an asshole.
You're supposed to take one.
An asshole.
I know. I heard you the first time.
There were no dum-dums anyway. I think you're dum-dum. Let me speak to somebody.
We always have dum-dums on the counter. It's for the little kids.
Let me speak to the manager.
It's not for the old people to steal like
you. Let me speak to the manager.
I am the manager.
Well, then you're pretty sad. Because if you think that we stole any, and if you have it on tape, I want to see it.
No, good. Come over here and see it. And when you come, bring the dum-dums with you and the bowl. That's my bowl. I brought it from home. I want my bowl back.
I'm going to call the police now.
Good.
And I'm going to tell
them hello, police. I'm a thief.
And I'm going to say, no, I'm going to say, you take a picture, a look at that, and then you look at me, and you see. And they're going to say, you owe her an apology.
Oh, I think you owe me an apology right now.
Oh,
you need to apologize. I just looked her up on White Pages, and it looks like that's a Comcast phone, a home phone line. Let's just see what happens if I pretend to be Comcast.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. King.
Yes?
This is Dave from Comcast.
Yes?
And we've noticed you've been ordering a lot of pornography on your account, on your television. And we've had to restrict your account because you've ordered too much. You've gone over the $1,500 threshold.
Who is this?
My name is Dave from Comcast.
Hold on a minute.
All right.
Brandon, come here. I want you to tell me the truth. Are you ordering any pornography on that account at all? Okay.
Okay.
Pardon me?
I didn't say anything.
I don't know, but I think you're the same person who just called and was giving another problem.
I am not the same person that accused you of stealing dum-dums, so I don't appreciate the accusation. I don't know what your problem is. All I know is you're ordering a lot of porn.
Yeah. Who is this?
And I think it's hilarious that you had to ask Brandon if he was ordering porn.
Who is this?
I'm just a friend of Brandon's.
It's a friend of yours. From Jackie.
Hello?
Hey, Brandon.
Who's this?
It's Dave from Comcast. That lady, I don't know what her problem is. She's saying we're friends. I'm just some guy from Comcast.
Okay, what are you calling about?
Are you the one ordering porn, or is it her? Because we've had to restrict the account.
I'm not ordering anything. I've been ordering regular movies, man.
Here, give it to me.
And, well, no. Porn movies. Regular porn movies, maybe.
No.
Let
me have it. Because I'm going to tell my call the cops. You know who it is?
She's going to tell me she called the cops?
I don't know what this is about.
Oh, I told you what it's about.
If it's true, you could send a bill and then we'll pay for it.
Okay, well, no, yeah, we're going to send the bill. Of course you're going to pay for it. I'm just saying.
Okay, great. Then fucking charge it then.
Oh, don't curse at me. I'll turn off your account right now.
Then fucking do it,
you stupid
cunt.
You just watch.
Thank you, Brandon.
Dr. Phil's going to just go off
now
the air.
Now, the cops are coming, and they have the number that you've called on, and they're going to take care of this problem.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. So I don't think you're a friend of Brandon. So
oh, no,
I think
no. Me and Brandon, we're good friends. He's just playing along.
How is he?
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you call here again, they told me to write you down every time you call.
Thank
you.
Really? You've already called them? I thought you were going to call them.